Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. I'm your host, Davina Shensky, and you're listening to Live Without Limits, Dreams Come True with the Right Mindset. And today's presentation is the three best online anxiety support groups to calm down your mind. We all have come under stress, especially since the pandemic initially started and when COVID first hit. And even though it's begun to slow down, there's still things that are popping up and it's still creating more and more stress. So, are you struggling with anxiety and feeling isolated? Sometimes it feels perfectly natural to not want to be around anyone else, especially when we feel in our most vulnerable. Anxiety does a number on your head and your body, leaving some of us feeling defeated or worried. Maybe we don't feel like sharing something that other people just may not understand. Many mental health professionals will tell us that finding and building a safety net of support around us is exactly what we need to ease the feelings of anxiety, depression, and many other health issues. Further, isolation can lead to spinning in our heads with only our own thoughts to swim around it there. Or rather, to say that what's happening is that we're constantly thinking, and when we're alone, we get into our thoughts. And I can tell you, I can remember many years ago, we were at an amusement park, and for some reason I happened to be sitting in the photo booth, and I was very much into my thoughts and what was swirling on around me and the family and how it was making me feel. And when the attendant came to do something with the machine, he set it up so it was actually taking pictures of me. And the funny thing is, when I looked at those pictures, it was very obvious that I was so deep within my thoughts. And I knew that what was going on in my family was not healthy. And the way I had been treated almost constantly, simply because I was the middle child and because I have a disability. And because my disability is cerebral palsy, I always wore a brace. And back then, the brace was the old iron brace. So therefore, whatever happened in the family, it was my fault. And because my father was abusive, I got the brunt of the abuse. And then my younger sister talks about how she never got enough attention. Well, that's because they always felt like she just couldn't be the one that was doing all these things. And so she got away with it. And so maybe she should have gotten some of that attention and found out what it was that I was getting. Then maybe she wouldn't be so jealous of her older sisters. Many mental health professionals tell us that finding and building a safety net of support around us is exactly what we need to ease the feeling of anxiety, depression, and many other health issues. Further isolation can lead us spinning in our heads with only our own thoughts to swirl around in there, reaching out to, sharing with, and trusting in our community of family, friends, online support groups, and health professionals give you a solid support system to cope with your anxiety. And yes, I had a lot of anxiety about what was going on in the family, but luckily I found a way, even as a young child, knowing that I needed an outside support system, even though I wasn't aware of it, that because my personality was so outgoing, I found a way to connect with people. And I grew up in an era when society didn't recognize its disability community and didn't recognize that we even existed. And therefore, there were no laws that guaranteed people with disabilities the right to an education or the right to employment. And because of that, because no one understood that I learned differently, I struggled. And only when it was that I entered college and started figuring out how to, that I was really doing something that I really loved to do, did it finally connect that my brain started showing what I was truly capable of doing. Joining an online anxiety support group can be a helpful step in the right direction if you feel like you just want to talk to other people who know exactly what you are feeling and thinking. Are you willing to give it a try? So how can community improve mental health? In this study on mental health before and during the COVID pandemic, researchers aim to find out what the prevalence of depression, anxiety, and mental health well-being looked like before and during the pandemic, as well as looking to identify groups who were at risk of depression and anxiety during the pandemic. The study found that among the younger test group, depression levels were similar to pre-pandemic levels, while those who experienced anxiety before the pandemic had almost doubled. And that's it, because whether or not we realize it or not, our personalities play into how we feel about what is going on in the environment and the people around us and how we react to them. Because you've got two personalities that are very outgoing. They're the dominant and the interpersonal skills. And we have all of these personalities, or these parts of the personality within us. Some are our strengths, some are our weaknesses, and how we work with them, how we play with them, how we connect with them determines how we relate to the outside world. And then you've got the steadiness and the conscientiousness personality skills, and those are two personality skills that are very introverted. The dominant personality feels like they can control the environment. The one with the high interpersonal skills can talk to anyone and even do business at a party. And the D is the, or rather, the S is the steadiness, and that person does everything by the book. They will read the manual for the company, and they will literally follow it word for word. And they're also the one who are the mediators who don't like conflict. Then you've got the conscientiousness personality, and that person is the very preppy look, plus they question everything before they make a decision. Remember that little child within you that always says why? It's a learning process. And that will come up, and even if you have a high I and a high D, and how would, and if you think about it, when you're in school and you have to, and you have tests to take and you have to study, that's where your steadiness personality comes through. So remember, we have all of these within us, but how do they all play and work together? Okay, so we know that the last few years have done a number on us in the forms of mental health issues. The good news is we have also found that finding and feeling a part of communities with people who truly understand what you are doing are on the journey themselves can have a profound effect on our ability to cope issues. There are many benefits to joining a support group. These apply to groups beyond anxiety for major life changes, illnesses, or very stressful events. We can all find comfort in others who are going through the exact same feelings, thoughts, and experiences as we are. So the 7 benefits of joining a support group: reduces feelings of loneliness, isolation, and being judged, gives you a sense of empowerment and control. You can compare notes with others who have good thoughts through the same things. Doctors and alternatives helps you to speak honestly, openly about your true feelings and emotions, can provide you with tools to improve your coping skills, can reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, give you a broader sense of advice, information, and additional resources to explore. So think about what it is that you need, how you need it, and how it can all pull together for you. And then you can determine all the things that you truly need to do in order to make it all work for you. So let's now talk about the safety navigation online anxiety support groups. Keep in mind, as you search for and possibly join an online support group, that you're, or rather, you feel drawn to, these groups are intended to help, but they do not replace professional mental health treatment. As you navigate these online communities, make sure that you are listening to your gut about it and know what is right for you, and that you are getting what you need from it, that there are many support groups around, whether it's in the church or whether it's in your community centers, that address specific issues that you may be having. And because of the pandemic, many of them have gone online as support groups. Here's the thing, that even as we come out of the pandemic, that we have found that even though we are currently using support groups that we can physically go to, these support groups that are online will continue to be there. So unfortunately, even if the groups where people are trying to seek and serve help and guidance, some are still putting out toxic and negative energy, knowing it feels right to stay, to go, or to take an extra step and seek out professional advice from all therapists or counselor. Now, even the mental health centers are offering online services with professionals when you need them. And you've got those hotlines, those 800 hotlines for suicide and for other things that you can contact when you feel you are in emergency need. So today, we're going to share with you some of the best online anxiety support groups that you can easily get involved with. Take time to check them out. Take advantage of the community support. It's an easy way to connect with others for your own benefit and theirs. The three anxiety support groups to try, the first one being SMART Recovery. SMART Recovery is geared mainly toward those struggling with substance abuse, but it is also quite helpful for those dealing with anxiety. If you have a loved one struggling with addiction, they have a wonderful family and friends support group. SMART Recovery is a science-based. It helps people learn more about the addictive process and helps them learn how to cope and overcome. You're not prompted to live in the past, telling stories that keep you stuck in a victim mentality. Rather, you're given valuable tools to empower yourself. You can enjoy SMART Recovery groups in person, in your community, or online video meetings. There are plenty of meeting times all around the world, and it's free. So want to share in a forum? They have one of those also. This is nice because you can post anything rather than have to wait for the meetings. The ADAA, which is Anxiety and Depression Association of America. ADAA offers free peer-to-peer support groups through the Anxiety and Depression Support Community with over 68,000 members and a very active posting forum. They offer a safe space for people who are affected by anxiety and depression and want to talk to others who understand what they are going through. ADAA is a nonprofit dedicated to the prevention, treatment, and cure of anxiety, depression, OCD, PTSD, and co-occurring disorders through education, practice, and research. ADAA site, or rather, that's what how they describe their company. With topics such as these, you can start with search there or jump into the forum and answer or ask questions yourself. ADD, ADHD, anxiety and panic, bipolar, depression, OCD and phobias, PTSD, stress and therapy treatment. You choose your own screen name, or you can be completely anonymous. The ADAA site also offers free education resources such as webinars, podcasts, and videos and blog posts on those topics. Now, when we're talking about ADAA as a nonprofit, that people they serve are those who have ADD, ADHD, anxiety and panic, have bipolar disorder, feel depression, are OCD, or suffer from phobias, PTSD, stress, and therapy and treatment. So we just kind of recovered all of the things that they do to help you. So three is Support Group Central, seen as the top of mental of many mental health support group lists. Support Group Central is a large platform that provides a broad range of support groups themselves, offering a spectrum of topic choices. They offer some friendly, introductory videos as soon as you log into and give the gist of the platform and help you figure out way to find what you need and navigate the site. It can also help you keep track of your upcoming meetings with a handy dashboard as soon as you log in. The wide variety of topics and meetings around mental health are facilitated by organizations that provide safe, supportive places for people to share their experiences and discuss coping skills and other help to each other. From depression and bipolar support to general anxiety to living with borderline personality disorder, there are meetings and groups through the week for you to try out. Now, what we're talking about here is that the Support Group Central is a that you can go to find groups that serve your specific need. So they also offer support groups in 32 different categories, including stress and anxiety, PTSD, mental health, depression, caregivers, life skills, sleep. Virtual meeting topics include goal setting, building a better you, health relationships, better days, exploring mental health topics, and self-healing. This is a vast platform offering many solutions. It's a benefit that many of the meetings are facilitated by trained instructors, some of whom are mental health professionals. Now, one of the reasons I'm covering this topic is also that I happen to have a background in mental health and psychology and rehabilitation counseling. And there are so many support groups that you can get in touch with that can truly help you through times when you are feeling down and need someone to talk to. Online anxiety support groups can help, but they don't replace the professional advice. Choosing your online community is just as personal as how you select your friends. These are a few of our suggestions to get you started. The important thing is that you feel that you have resources to support your personal journey. Always remember that while it can be comforting for you to find like-minded community to share your experiences, these groups are not meant to replace professional mental health services. If you are struggling with anxiety, depression, or anything, well, you just need to speak to someone who can help more than conversation. You you should speak with your doctor or seek out professional care through a therapist or a counselor. And I can tell you that back in the 60s, it became very common. And that was the beginning of developing the support groups that were provided and needed for individuals. And a lot of what it is back prior to the 60s in the 20th century, everything was very conservative. Everything was behind closed doors. That what would be considered physical and emotional abuse in the family today, back then was looked at as just plain discipline. And there's a fine line between what's discipline and what's abuse. Because, yes, children need to have limits and children need to be disciplined. But when it becomes chronic and you have no idea what you did wrong, but you're being abused, then that is what is known as physical, mental, and emotional abuse. And I can remember many years ago going and working and training on the hotlines, because if you feel like you're getting suicidal, it's important that you have a place to go that can help you to deal with whatever problems that you have. And it's because of the pandemic and because things have moved online, it has made it easier even for psychotherapists and psychologists to be able to provide services. And that means that you don't have to just work with someone within your community, because if you haven't found anyone that fits and understands your needs, you can find a professional from anywhere in the world today that can truly help you understand what has happened to you and deal with it. So always remember, it's up to you to understand where you're coming from. And I happen to have a website that's called disabilityrightsadvocate.com. And it's geared towards working online for people with disabilities. But if you also have needs where you have or suffer from issues that are mental health related, we can help you with finding the right support groups that can help you meet your needs. And I can also tell you that you can go to your local ADA centers. There's 8 regions, and they can provide you whatever support services are available within your community that can help meet your needs. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can receive and sign up for both individual or group coaching and find, and we can help you with locating a support group that benefits you.